2 Chronicles chapter 31. Now, when all this was finished, and it's talking about what we read in chapter 30, which is that they kept this huge Passover that they hadn't kept for ages, and they were very zealous to keep it, and people from even the 10 tribes came down to the 2 tribes, to Judah, to keep it. So when they'd done this, all Israel who were present went out to the cities of Judah and broke in pieces the pillars, cut down the Asherim, broke down the high places and the altars, until they destroyed them all. Then all the children of Israel returned each man to his possession into their own cities. But we're going to read sooner or later that these idols needed to be cut down again. So I think what happened is that they went to this huge meeting, this big Passover, and they got really encouraged. They kept it 7 days, and they said, no, let's keep it another 7 days. So they kept it another 7 days. So it'd been 2 weeks together, rejoicing, praising God, really switched on. And then they all go out and go crazy, cutting down the idols everywhere. But I think they did that sort of like on the cusp of sort of getting really worked up together because they were all together. But then very soon after this, Manasseh is building altars and idols all over the place, and the people are enthusiastically worshipping them, etc. So it just shows you can all be together and get really worked up in a sort of a group mentality at a gathering or something like that. And yet that won't necessarily last. What God wants is our personal relationship with Him. And that comes from personal prayer, from personal Bible reading, from reflection and meditation, morning and evening, and in our lives. Hezekiah appointed the divisions of the priests and the Levites, each man according to his service. Both the priests and the Levites, for burnt offerings and for peace offerings, to minister, to give thanks and to praise. He appointed also the king's portion of his substance for the burnt offerings, for the morning and evening burnt offerings, and the burnt offerings for the Sabbaths, new moons, and set feasts. So Hezekiah himself kept the feasts. That's mentioned. And I think that's important because it's saying that the leader, or the king in this case, led by example. And that's really important in leadership. Moreover, he commanded the people who lived in Jerusalem to give the portion of the priests and the Levites that they might give themselves to the law of Yahweh. So they were given just the tithes, which is enough for them to live on, so that they might concentrate on the things of God's law. But we're told in the New Testament that we're a nation of priests. So all that's written about the Levites is true of us. And there was this system whereby they were given tithes by the people so that they might focus above all things on the things of God and His law. And then we're told in the New Testament that that's us. That doesn't mean we've got a right to go around asking people to give us tithes or money, but it means that all of us who are Christians should have as our main focus the things of God's service and His law, and all material things should be of secondary interest. As soon as the commandment was published, the children of Israel gave in abundance first fruits of grain, new wine, oil, and honey, and the tithe of all things they brought in abundantly. In the 3rd month they began to lay the foundation of heaps and finish them in the 7th month. Well, whenever Israel were asked to donate materially, they were always generous. Even in the wilderness, when they were carrying the tabernacle of Moloch and the star of Remphan, as well as their own tabernacle of their own God Yahweh, when they're asked to be generous, they were super generous. Whenever they were asked to donate, they were very, very generous. That's emphasized, and they're the same here. Heaps and heaps of stuff was brought. And so I think what it shows then is that people are quite generous to give, and even unbelieving people can be extremely generous to charities and things like that. But that's not the same as actually giving your heart to God. So Hezekiah questioned the priests and the Levites about the heaps. And Azariah, the chief priest, replied, "Since the people began to bring the offerings into the house of Yahweh, we've eaten and had enough and have left plenty over, for Yahweh has blessed his people. That which is left is this great store." So Hezekiah commanded them to prepare rooms in the house of Yahweh, and they prepared them. and they brought in the offerings, the tithes, and the dedicated things faithfully. So the people were bringing too much. Now, of course, that didn't continue, but at this time, they were bringing too much. And so they set up people who would control all these things and look after them, etc. In every work that Hezekiah began in the service of God's house and in the law and the commandments to seek his God, he did it with all his heart and prospered. He worked that which was good and right and faithful before Yahweh his God. But now in the next chapter, we're going to read that after all this, he gets invaded by Assyria, and also he gets struck sick, so he's about to die. And that just shows that it's not true that if you're righteous, you get blessed. And if you're wicked, then you have problems and invasions and sickness. That's just not true. You learn that from the book of Job, but you also learn it here, that when a man has been so committed as Hezekiah was, yet he still gets his health taken away and he gets his nation taken away by Assyria until only Jerusalem is left. And likewise, the wicked prosper. So it's not quite so simple, because the day of reckoning when finally the righteous are rewarded and the wicked are punished is not in this life. It's when Jesus comes back at the judgment of the last day.